You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Vice President J.D. Vance is set to visit La Crosse today. Vance will be speaking at a steel fabrication facility. The visit will highlight the new federal budget, which was signed by President Donald Trump, also known as the One Big Beautiful Bill. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden, who voted in favor of the bill and held an event Tuesday to promote it, said it will benefit western Wisconsin residents. It's the first visit to La Crosse by Vance since the day before last fall's presidential election. Prominent Wisconsin Democrats were in attendance for State Senator Brad Paff's annual Corn Roast in West Salem Wednesday. The event was started by former Congressman Ron Kind a quarter century ago. Among the attendees were congressional candidate Rebecca Cook, Democratic Party Chair Devin Remiker, and Lieutenant Governor candidate and current Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Paff said the event was about people coming together and not about partisan politics. Gas prices will be lower this weekend than previous years and continue to drop as we head into the fall. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Officials at Gas Buddy predict the average gas prices over the Labor Day weekend will be $3.15 per gallon. This would be 14 cents lower than last year and the lowest price at the pump on Labor Day since 2020. The recent jump in prices over the past month is because of localized refinery outages. However, drivers can expect to see prices drop as gas stations start to transition back to cheaper winter gasoline in mid-September. As the demand falls with the temperatures, gas prices will continue to cool. There are still some challenges with hurricane season and uncertainty over trade, tariffs, and Russia's war on Ukraine. However, officials at Gas Buddy remain optimistic that gas prices will continue their downward trend.
Wisconsin, as well as the Cooley region, typically trend below the national average for gas prices. The final plant closure of Lock and Dam 6 at Trempealeau is today. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the lock will be closed to all river traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The reason for the closure is to repair miter gates. The current gates were installed nearly 100 years ago. Once the locks reopen, water traffic will be prioritized by government, then commercial, then recreational vehicles. It's the fourth and final scheduled day-long closure for Lock and Dam 6 to complete repairs of the miter gates. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Dry and pleasant weather conditions continue this week in La Crosse. Outside of scattered overnight showers, the area is expected to avoid meaningful rain for the next several days. Highs will be in the mid-70s with overnight lows in the 50s for most places in the Cooley region, with mostly clear skies as well. That continues through Labor Day weekend and well into next week when temperatures will continue to stay below averages for this time of year. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers season kicks off tonight in Madison as they take on Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks have a new quarterback who's played for two other schools, Daquan Finn, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We've watched and know a little bit more about him just because of, you know, trying to look at him a couple years ago. You know, I think he fits what they do in this system more like he did at Toledo than maybe he did at Baylor. I would expect that, you know, you'll see a guy that's pretty dynamic, and I don't just mean in running, but the ability to throw the ball down the field. The ability to create things with his feet, you know, and he's played a lot of football.
NFL, the Packers signed a new quarterback, Clayton Toon, drafted by the Cardinals in 2023. He'll be on the practice squad. Sean Clifford released after two seasons in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Diamondbacks 3-2. The crew without closer Trevor McGill, now on the 15-day IL with a flexor strain in his right elbow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're thinking about heading to the theater, there is lots of new material opening on the big screen this weekend. The Roses tells the story of love and marriage and fierce competition and deceit between spouses. The film is a remake of the 1989 comedy The War of the Roses, which starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The new version stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch and is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for a mystery thriller crime drama, check out Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. Butler plays an ex-baseball player who finds himself caught up in the criminal underworld of New York City. So far, it's looking at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for good old-fashioned sci-fi, check out Run, a story about a woman who leaves her husband at the altar and escapes to the woods with her girlfriends. It seems like a normal girls hanging in the woods type weekend until they find one of their friends mutilated and learn Earth is under alien attack. Let's go to the movies. Love it when showbiz stories are Wisconsin inspired. According to Deadline, Netflix has announced that Monster, the Ed Gein story, will drop October 3rd. Perfect timing in the lead up to Halloween. Playing Gein will be Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam, who played Jax Teller for the 7-season run of the show. And how's this for a logline? Serial killer, grave robber, psycho. In the frozen fields of 1950s rural Wisconsin, a friendly, mild-mannered recluse named Eddie Gein lived quietly on a decaying farm, hiding a house of horrors so gruesome it would redefine the American nightmare. Ed Gein's story was the inspiration for lots of horror stories and films over the years, including Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. Sure, we have a few quirky characters here in Wisconsin, but we also have old fashions, beautiful lakes, and great supper clubs. Just wanted to end that beat on a positive. The cast and crew of the new show The Paper got a couple of surprise set visitors recently. The Paper is a spinoff of the show The Office, which is a spinoff of the show The Office. According to Variety, former Office cast members John Krasinski and Steve Carell popped onto the set during the first day of shooting to wish the cast of The Paper good luck. All 10 episodes of The Paper drop on Peacock September 4th. Have you ever been watching a movie or TV show and thought, I wonder what it smells like in that scene? Well, a new product might be just what you need. A new AI-inspired 4D device releases various aromas throughout the course of your program. Scents include restaurant, that's kind of vague, ocean, fresh-cut grass, storm, new car, gunpowder, racing, fire, and for you Fox News fans, Donald Trump's breath, which is a combination of teeth whitening paste, McDonald's hamburgers, Tic Tacs, and spittle. Only 120 shopping days until Christmas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some fog to start. Once it burns off, you can expect mostly sunny skies. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, mostly clear skies, cool and crisp with lows in the upper 40s. On Friday, mostly sunny, a great day with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.